is Shabbos Mitzvah, it's Hashzacha, Shabbos for Purim. We know that Hashzacha is a mitzvah deraisa. She's in Tzayr Zacha, it's the Shas Mocha Amalek. It's a mitzvah in the Tzayr to remember, Pashat Shit Shemekah, the Taish of the Word is, to remember what Amalek did to us when we were going from in the Midbar. They attacked Israel. And we know that the fact that we're Mekayim this week, B'dafka, the Shabbos for Purim, that's the Tachan of the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim are Mesakin, how to Mekayim the Mitzvah Deraisa. The Mitzvah Deraisa on Chayyur is any time, and the Rabbanim are Mesakin, to Mekayim it, B'dafka, the Shabbos for Purim, in Yen the Yema, because Haman Rosha was Nazari Shal Molik, and that's where we Mekayim the Mitzvah Deraisa, and the Rabbanim are Mekayim this week. Before Purim, before this account of the Rabbanim, when will we Mekayim this mitzvah? When was the key mitzvah of Tzchiyus HaMalek? And maybe more, the question is, how often is this mitzvah? What the chiyuv mitzvah of Tzchiyus HaMalek, how often do you have to do it to Mekayim this mitzvah deraisa? But I think a lot of people, on the assumption, they assume that the mitzvah is once a year, because that's the way we Mekayim it today. We Mekayim it today, once a year, on Parshas Zocha. But if you look through all the Shitas Rishonim, in Poskim, it doesn't seem to be mentioned anywhere such a thing as what was once a year. I'll go through a little bit what I found. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Tafresh Gimel has a lashon when he brings in the Mitzvah Deraisa of Zocha, Sashar, Sulchah, Malik, do you remember what Malik did? The Chinuch says, V'daimon v'zeh, liskin e'inyin, pam achs v'shona, oi shteishon v'sholish. It's enough to remember a Malik once a year, or once in 2 years, or once in 3 years. The Chinuch is like giving a choice. He says, you can remember once for 3 years. I think Shem the Chinuch is like this, because Pasha, the mitzvah, first you might think the mitzvah is a mitzvah tmidius. You always have to remember what Amalek did. But Poyel, you can't go around thinking all day about my Amalek. A Pasha, the person has to learn, that's what he's going to learn. He's learning the Sigurd and Shtaris, he's going to be showing him the Ma'an the Rajba, so he's not thinking about Amalek. He can't go thinking about Amalek all the time.
Is this applicable to the other
Sheish
Zechiris also, or is
that the
Shala?
Maybe, also, all Sheish Zechiris. You can't go thinking of my Samirim, you can't think about these things, because you're busy, Poshit, you have to learn. But yeah, also Tzarchi Chaim, a person is busy in Tzarchi Chaim. They say, Rav Chaim Oza, he was able to think about two things at the same time. But most people, the Moyaf, the brain, we can only focus on one thing. Same thing? Well, no. Different things are first fight today.
In the same sentence, he says,
It's different. That's every day. You have to remember it that it shouldn't be far from your machshava. It should be as I write, it's more mushroom. If you didn't think about something in 20 years, you know, you push it, mention the mensch. You'd be surprised. The person could forget. Yes, you mind yourself. What was the mindset mark again? You know, it's a person that's been around 20 years, he's not going to remember. It'll be very far. He'll have to like dig into his memory, try to remind himself. But a molek, if you chaz it often enough, then, of course, we know the mindset molek, or the mindset molek attack life, so you remember the mindset molek. So basically, I think that's what I was thinking of saying. Chazir once a year, once every 2 years, every 3 years, it's quality mashu adam. According to every person, according to his memory, how the good to cup, it's enough once in 3 years. Maybe even further apart. He has a shraf of the card, chazir once a year. It should be something like maybe together in Tisha Chal at the Gam game. If someone asks you, you should remember it. It should be on the tip of your fingers. Like the expression goes, you should remember it on the spot. Not that you have to think about it with poil, but you should chazir often enough, you should remember it. And basically, the Chinuch is saying over here that there is also, besides the mitzvah says, there's among the loisa say also, Teres is loy tishkach. Teres is the finish, there's a lav, and the mighty mitzvah is counted as one of the loisa says also. You're not allowed to get, but then the Chinuch seems to say one song in the other. The mitzvah say is, the schiyah should be in a way, shavoy tishkach, that you should not forget. Forgetting doesn't mean that you're not thinking about it right now, it means that you cannot remember it. So that's together. As a man, that's what he says, once a year, once in 2 years, once in 3 years, which I would think is a marshal, depending on person's memory, how strong his memory is, how often he has to chazer. But if you look back in the Chinuch, he says something else. The Chinuch means the Merzik Raya, that the mitzvah, the chiv is not every year. It means because, as it's mentioned in the Gemara, that there are different minhagim in Kriyas HaTorah. Our minhag is we learn a whole pasha every week, and we finish the entire Torah every year. So even before Purim, they would learn Pasha Zocha once a year, Pasha Kiseite, in the summertime. he won't see it. But there was also a minig that they used to lay a third of the seder every week, only one third, and it would take 3 weeks to finish the seder. There's 3 weeks on Bereishis, 3 weeks until they finish Noach. By the ninth week, they finish Shachar. Basically, by the end of the year, they only meant to lay a third of the chumash, and it would take 3 years to lay the entire chumash. So the chinuch before the tikkun of Parshas Zachar. Which were the Masakin to the before Purim, they used to be Yitzit and Pashik Sikhtay. And the Bazaar is that they only be Yitzit once in 3 years. So the Chinuch brings right from there that it's enough to say that Midarayitzit to learn Pashik Zachar once in 3 years.
This is a
show from
the
NMS, 12 months. I was wondering.
To
Pashik Zachar?
Yeah, he says, they can ask him about their ABO,
right.
Yeah,
but my doctor Pasha Kazetsu, Yoitsu. Oh, yeah, I was wondering, we find a Musik of 1 year, we find a Musik of the Gemara Brachos. In a Mesh Mishtakach Menalev, a Gemara Brachos of Chesman Beis, it's Yubes Chedish. But I thought the Mesh Mishtakach Menalev, also the Shukul Steve today, the Gemara Mishtakach Menalev, the Chesman Beis, that says the Mesh Mishtakach Menalev is Shleishim Yayim, in 30 days. According to that, you would have to learn Pasha Zoch every 30 days. The Tarek says that's a different Indian, that's the Indian from the Tzach and the Mesh. Someone says that there's a mashma that person remembers up to 60 years. So maybe it's enough to have the Pasha Zacha once in 60 years midaraisa. And that the chinuch doesn't say. The teretz is, like you were saying, you have to balance it. You have to know exactly what the chiyah of a Pasha Zacha is. You have to remember it shouldn't be so far from your memory. Maybe an aide up to 60 years, he's not going to remember it on the spot. So like, it's called like dig into your memory, let me think about it, let me remind myself. Sometimes, you know, it comes to me in 15 minutes, get a little bit older, it takes a little longer. It comes to you and, that's enough to aid us. Up to 60 years, you say, yeah, you remind yourself and you remember. But that's not good enough for Pasha Zachar. Pasha Zachar should be on your fingers. Even though you may not have to think about it constantly, what a Malik did, but you should always be not far from your mind, not far from your memory. You have to remember it on the spot. And that gets the chazan more often. And that's what the Chinuch is saying, once in 3 years.
Go back to that right, once in 3 years. What's the right understanding?
The fact that the Chinuch is assuming, when would they want Kai Pasha Zachar? Because we don't find, we find Chazal Masak and Pasha Zachar before Purim. Yeah, but we don't. But the Chay, I think that's what he's saying. There was no special kind of a different week that they did Pasha Zacha, and then they changed it to the week before Purim. Before Homayt Purim, no one knew there was anything special about this week of Adar. So it was another week. We don't find it. We would be Gemara. Well, Gemara was after Purim. We won't be Gemara. You're right about that. But I guess it wouldn't say Berishayna. They were laying Pasha Zacha, face Pasha. You know, this week. Don't forget, there was nothing special about Pasha's Kiseta either, according to the rotation, the system that they did once in 3 years. They would have to pick a certain week. And Vastap is what week did they pick, you know, and it wasn't, it would be maybe a Brisa, we showed it was this week, and now, after Purim, we changed it to whatever Purim.
Well, was it a Mitzvah Sarah, Mitzvah Mitzvah Yochid, no? Everybody in this room, we're going to talk about that soon,
but I'll not be showing them both to Mitzvah Tziva, so Mitzvah Tziva, we're going to get that soon.
That looks like the between
Right, he does say that. Maybe it was more often. Maybe they had a specific year, week in the year also. Pashas, it wasn't. Because it's not for them anyway. They had any special weeks. So Pashas, until the Tekon of Pashas Zacha to be laying before Purim, there was no special week, and that's what the Chinuch says. Mustam de Yitzu Pasha Kiseitze in Pasuk, and even though Pasha Kiseitze is once in 3 years, that's his right, it's once in 3 years. The Zeh, to me, Zeh Shreve Michasim. The Michasim over here, he quotes the Chinuch that says, Dai Bepa Machas Bechochayev. Midarayitz is enough to be Yitzu Pasha Zacha one time in your life. The Michasim, he gives a look, he says over there, that's enough to be Yitzu Pasha Zacha one time in your lifetime. Once in your lifetime. Where does he get this from? I don't know. He's saying in the chinuch. To me, the chinuch says first. The chinuch says Bakarish once a year, or 2 years, or 3 years, and then the chinuch seems to change and say it's different once in 3 years. Once in 3 years is enough. But the chinuch does not say one time in a lifetime, and the chinuch does say that the shir is enough not to forget. So there is a shir to that. the Mechasech also wants to say the Rambam is chayel, because the Rambam says the mitzvahs brings down, says the mitzvah is b'chol eisayis. The mitzvah is every moment, maybe every moment, every day, every minute. So he wants to say it's not like the chinuch who says it's once in three years where we're reading it, or once in the chinuch. Mechasech thinks it's less than that. But the Rosh Yosef from the Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim Shachon made a sefer on the Sefer, it's also Rosh Yosef from the Sefer Megillah that he says. He says that the Rambam does not mean that it's mamash epilein pasha zocha every minute. But Raya, he says a lot of places can hold that the Gemara says that's to be repair. The Gemara says beferish that pasha zocha, he says it's not enough just to remember your mind, you have to say repair. And the place can all say it has to be mitecha sefer, it has to be from a sefer Torah. We're going to talk about that soon. And about the person doesn't walk around the whole day with a sefer Torah reading pasha zocha b'chol eis ve'eis. So what does Rambam mean b'chol eis ve'eis? He means that the chiyuv is always, but the chiyuv is always not to forget, and he yates by, like the chinuch, he means the chinuch, and he yates by, you read it from a sefer often enough that you should not forget. Once in 3 years, or once, whatever it is, enough not to forget. The pashtus is no machayv, it's not in the chinuch, and the mechasin is a bit shver on these two things, but we can get this one. Ah. And it's bavos, and this Indian is telling me also, the famous Shangul Paiskim, it's not shemachayv and pasha zocha. Pashas, the way we're learning, the fact that we do Pashas Zoch at this time of year, specific this time of year, is only Darbonim. But with the rest, it's not totally, it's not Man Groma. It's not totally in a specific time. It could be any time, especially if you're like the Chinuch, any time as long as you don't forget. There's a million of Chayt Mitzvah Seh She'en is Man Groma. It's Mitzvah Seh, which is not Man Groma, so Noshim should be Chayim. But the famous Chinuch, this is another reason why Noshim are Pashas. The Chinuch says, that the mitzvah of Chiyus HaMolek is totally in the mitzvah of Machiyus HaMolek. The Michasan Achiyus and the Chinuch, where did they get that from? Achiyus, they're two separate mitzvahs. Maybe it tells Machiyus, you remember what HaMolek did to you, and so you have a separate mitzvah of Machamus HaMolek, Machiyus HaMolek. Who says one is totally in the other? But the Chinuch, he learns that the mitzvah of Chiyus HaMolek is Kedei also, Shalai Tishkach, and Kedei Tiyu Mekayim, the mitzvah of Machiyus HaMolek. It's all totally Zeb Zeb. And Zok the Chinuch, and Noshim, a potter from Machiyus HaMolek. And I think it says Lashon because it's Ein Dakim to do Muhammad. It's like the Lashon of the Gemara in Kedushin, that Beis and Mabeis, the similar Gemara in Yivamis, Hamachem Mabeis. The Gemara says, Dakim Shuslach, Nasis Muhammad, Ein Dakim Shisha, Nasis Muhammad. A woman does not do Muhammad, so mainly they have no mitzvah of Machias Amalek, mainly they have no mitzvah of Schiris Amalek. The Mechas Chinach, yes, on the Chinach, famous Kasha, how can you say Nashim have no Chiyav of Mechamis Amalek? It's a fashion mission site. The mission says in site that if I'm down on the base, a female Kala yet says Mechopas on the Mitzvah for the Mechamis Mitzvah. Even a Kala leaves the Chuppah when it comes time for Mechamis Mitzvah. Everybody goes there. Even a Kala goes up in the Chuppah. So you see the Nashim Achai of Mechamis Amalek. The Chaim do is the Kasha, how can the Mishnah say that Nashim, even a Kala goes out of the Chuppah to Muhammad? The Gemara says, Ishtak and Nasis Muhammad, Ben Ishtak and Nasis Muhammad, the Derech Ish is not to do Muhammad. It's Kenzan, I think some even call it, it's called Kuvud Vasnach Penima, it's not Sneas, and for Nyonit Sneas, it's Yagwa Yava, even the Koshke, they shouldn't go out to do a mitzvah on Muhammad. So the Rishash, there's a famous Rishash, the Chaim want to say that the Indian of Nashim and the Kala, what they do in the Muhammad is, they take care of the back office. They cook the food, they wash the kalim, they don't go out. They stay inside, but they do things. They prepare the food, the soldiers need to eat also, to have kerchus to fight. And these are the things they do. That's the Chaylik in the Muhammad. But the Maisa, they also have a kiyam in the midst of Machias HaMolek by helping out. So it's still shvah. There's a bad on the Rambam that says a different shah in the Mishnah that a female kala yitzas mechupasa means since the chosin is going out to Muhammad, the man of the kala leaves the chuppah. She doesn't go out to Muhammad, but she has no more chosin. The chosin left, and then she needs the chuppah. And the Mishnah is just pointing out that we feel worse for the kala than the chosin. That we're taking a kala, she's under the chuppah, and goodbye. The chosin's gone. There's nothing. Wedding's canceled. The chuppah's canceled. The whole. But that she goes out of Muhammad. Maybe the chinuch learned that way. But the chinuch learned that since Nashim manach mechuyev in Machias HaMolek, therefore they're not mechuyev in Mitzvah Chias HaMolek. It's still goes to shver, even if you're matzik in the Mishnah that and you say that Nashim are potter for Machias HaMolek, why taka they potter for Machias HaMolek? We have the Gemara that says Ishtak, because that's a derech, but a little bit more, why really are Nashim potter for the Mitzvah of Machias HaMolek? This is a Macheshes in Chengalach, Simcha Bezer's Gimel, he says the Santa Pshat. He wants to say that the famous Gemara Megillah, that Gimel Malach, the Gemara says that when Yeshua ben Nun, when he was coming into Eretz Yisrael, and he was doing the Mechamed Zayim Mammon, when he attacked Yerichai, and he called the Mechamed Smitzu at Yerichai, the Gemara says the Maisa that it's Taishas in the Psukim, that a Malach, the Malach of the Eretz Yisrael, came to Yeshua to tell them off that the Mamash Chayav Misa for two Averis. There are two things they did wrong. The other one, they didn't bring a Kabban Tomei Shalvein Abayim. They're too busy with Mochama. And in Mavata, they didn't bring the Kabban Tomei. They're supposed to bring the Kabban Tomei twice a day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. They didn't bring the second Kabban Tomei that day. And Satan's the Bittel Torah, but Talmud is the Torah. They didn't learn. They're not learning. They're busy holding Mochama. The famous Gemara Yeshua asked, Eizim and Basa, the Mamash supposed to be Al Taina, why you can't? And the Bible says, "The Bittul Torah." More than the Tomash Ben Abayim, it's even more the Bittul Torah. That's the biggest taina. And Rashi explains, the Maisi was doing Mechamas Mitzvah. Why is it called Bittul Torah? Why is it called? Maybe that's why he couldn't bring the Kabban Tomei. So Rashi says that they would be Ma'arvel Iyeh Gambalayah. That's Rashi's Lashon. They were holding siege on the city even at night. The Zehoyon Lachinim Zagrashi. Ki Ein Zman Mechamah Balayah. Rashi's Lashon is, it's not Zman Mechamah Balayah. Where's the Gerashi? Machesh is found in the Rashi and the Gilman that says that Laila is not Zman Mechamah. From this famous Gemara, Shtekal Gadata, which is shot in the Gemara, that he wasn't supposed to Muhammad, and Rashi says, Ein Zman Mechamah Balayla. Here you have Rashi, it says, Ein Zman Mechamah Balayla. What's the talk of the reason why Ein Zman Mechamah Balayla?
They didn't have night goggles.
What?
They didn't have night goggles.
But the Chayyur, you can't say that Rashi says, Chinam was.
No, but it's going to
the third. You can't say it was for no purpose. First of all, the Macheshes brings in that you can't say there's no need to do Muhammad at night. It means you're right from the Pasuk. A Pasuk in Lech Lecha. Do you ever think of this Pasuk? The Pasuk says, by Yaakov Avinu, Be'echon Zan Leim Laila. I'm sorry, by Avram. Avram Avinu, when he fought the four Malachim, Shtek Fesh of the Pasuk, Be'echon Zan Leim Laila. So the Machesh is, you see, I'm being held Muhammad at night, so obviously there's such a thing as holding Muhammad at night. And Bechal Yeshua wouldn't have done it if there was no military reason, and the Chayyur was over there, Chateva, established that he was doing it at night. But Muslim Zogin is still considered maybe like an extra Hishtavlis, like there's such a thing as too much Hishtavlis, as the Chesavavah speaks about that. The person has to do Hishtavlis, but you cannot do too much. There's such a thing as too much, it's also a bit tired. And that's the Zeh Sakos of why the time on Yeshua was. But the Mechesh doesn't like that, because the Maisi says, you see there is a tachas to do Muhammad at night, you see that from Avraham Avinu. They did Yechon Ben Laila. So Mechesh is a murder b'shat. He wants to say, the reason why there's no, Rashi says, Ein Zman Muhammad b'layla, is because there's a din of being done a din in a fashas b'layla. He wants to say a chiddush that Mechemes Mitzvah and Mechias Amolek is a ged a din in a fashas. It's din in a fashas on the Akam, on the Goy. But din in a fashas on the Akam is also din in a fashas. And there's a greater cost of being done a din in a fashas b'layla goes on the Goy also. When Bezin sits down to paskin on a goy, they don't paskin Belila. There's a mitzvah that the Mecheshes, by Mechemes Mitzvah, when you kill a goy, the Chayyur says, get up the Nefashis. And he and Mecheshes brings down the halachas of who to kill and when to kill and how to kill, there's a lot of problem. And he's saying too, give a look in the Ramban Altair Pasha Shaykhtim. Taki is a very long Ramban Pasha Shaykhtim that goes through some details and some problem, when to kill and who to kill and how to know who to kill. Sounds so poshish. How do you know this one's from a Malik and not? He says, Lamaisa, we don't sit down by Mechemes Amolek every time before the Yid shoots to have a Bezin of Chafkimel Paskin. Yes, he's an Amolek, he killed him, you know, he's an Zayin Amolek, killed him. We don't do that. The Teretz is because, that's not practical. You cannot fear, you can't be there for fear Mechama every single time you want to shoot. You have to have a Bezin sit down and go through Al Aram's guest of Mishnahs and Paskin the Shaila. You can't do that. Teretz is, every soldier is Mechrif Dan himself. I mean, the soldier has to be Mishai himself. Al Pitaya, am I supposed to kill this guy? You don't kill guy for no reason, the punch hagin and anyone, even a guy, you have to, every year has to, every soldier has to pass it. And that's the gear that he's done in the Terror, in the Fashion Belial.
But it's not exactly the
same.
I mean, on the other hand, we can kill him back.
Well, for self protection, it's always mutter. At Texas, Avram Avinu was not going with those Gedorim. Avram Avinu had one mission, to go save Lot. That's the Kuch Nevesh. His job was to save Lot. He wasn't busy with being done as in the Fashas or not. He just had to save Lot, whatever it takes. And therefore, Avram Avinu would do it even at night, would fight even at night. But we're not coming for Pikuch Nefesh. We're not coming to save anyone's life. We're coming to do a mitzvah in the Torah. For Mechias Amolek, for Mechemes Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, like the Mecheshes, that's together. And don't need Fashas, someone Belayla. We will own Belayla. You're not done, Dini Fashas Belayla. Mainly at night, there's no Mechemes Mitzvah, because you can't done Dini Fashas. That's what he wants to say. It could be the union of being done in the Fashas Belayla is, because at night, people are a little more tired, you have to have a clear head. Just like Bezdin doesn't pass good at night, they pass good at day, but a clear head. The same thing as soldiers.
I don't know what it takes. You have to.
Yes.
He sent over, he got the Muna, Ad Boy Hashem.
That was self-preservation. That was self-defense. That was self-defense, for sure. They were coming to kill. By self-defense, even without Mechamis Mitzvah, you Mechir to do it. But later, when Torah gave a Mitzvah, Mechir to Molech, that already was only L'shem Mitzvah. It wasn't a case of self-defense. We're talking about a case where it was safe. You're able to, in a war, it's interesting, at night, you say, okay, we're done, sorry, see you tomorrow. Before I go home, the soldiers didn't stop at night. That's the way they did it. The Mechir actually says, Ein Zman Mechon B'Laila. It's a din, Ein Zman Mechon. So the Mechir is trying to explain, why is Ein Zman Mechon B'Laila? He wants to say this Chiddush, because Ein Dan Fashis. And like we said, maybe a person can think clear in the day, even though there's a famous Rambam with Rimur and Hilchos Tamei Torah, Per Gimel, Alcha Gimel, that Reif Chachmasi B'Laila. Ain't no the Malamid Reif Chachmasi Ain't no B'Laila. A Chai person's mind is clear at night in a certain way. That's why he steigs the most at night. You do it, there's a different type of people. Some people are clear in the day, some people clear at night. But like upon him, it's Zayt's Kosev, really. Ain't done during the Fashis B'Laila. It's not from the Pasuk. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's not. There's no bezin. That we said. Oh, you don't want to say. He's trying to avenge it. The Machesh just listened. He wants to say that's his chiddush. That Rashi. First, he found the Rashi. He found the Moedig Rashi, and also once he merits no such Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say such halacha that Mechamis Mitzvah is only the day, not at night. The steamest Rambam, the Mashma that Mechamis Mitzvah Mechis Amal is at night. Also, the fact there's no such Rambam. But he did find the Rashi. There's a Rashi over there in that famous Gemara Megillah. You know the end of the Gemara. After Ma'af told Yeshua why he came, by the way, they're going to send off the Gemara. Miyad, the pasuk says, "Yom Yeshua b'layim b'tzecha emek." The pasuk says right away Yeshua went and he was long b'tzecha emek. Pasha tight, she didn't remember because he went into the valley. But the Gemara dash and Zamar Yechon, Melami Shalom b'mkesha alacha. Beautiful Gemara. Then by the way, Yeshua went to sit down and learn legal land.
But what does he want to do?
He wants to wipe this Rashi. The Ein Zman Malayna that Melchemes Mechias Amok is Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Okay, not Shema Pata, and therefore that's Shem the Chinuch that he wants to say that that's where the Pata is Mitzvah Malik. That's his Chiddush. There's a amazing enough meaning. If it's such a Rashi, we have such a Rashi come out that did not Mekayim the Mitzvah Deraisa of Chiyus Amolik Belayla according to this. There'll be a Shukhan Afkimina, a big Afkimina. In the Shang Shiv Sibi Oimer, from Chacham Avadia, he says, in Chen Ches, or Chaim Simon and Dal, it means on a Maisa, there's Maisa by Chaim Oiza, the Golo Dorf in Vilna. He says it was a Maisa, the Shas of Chak, they cannot lay in Pasha Zoch in the day. He doesn't say when or where the Maisa was. I would imagine the Maisa was the end of Chaim Oiza's life, the war started already. There's already, World War II started already, and it could be Zumaisa that the Yidden cannot gather Bafumbi, they couldn't get together Barabim and Lame Pasha Zacha in the daytime. And at night, maybe secretly, they claim Pasha Zacha. So they said, Chaim is what to do. So they said, Chaim is a Paschim, and Taka Shalim at night without a Bracha. And that's what they did. You can imagine the trade, the Galish Pasha Zacha, they're thinking about a Molech, and they're right there under a Molech. And they lay in the last Pasha Zacha, but on Chaim is a Paschim, that's what they should do, lay in the night. Then it would be telling in this if there was a key in Mitzvah at night or not. The Mekrei Kodesh, Pesach Sechren, he brings down the Shem Gabriel Diskin. That's the Mechatzin Kasha. Oh, yeah?
Only by day.
Yeah. Well, that's the Chinuch. Chinuch says, that's his whole part. That Chiyus HaMalek is totally the Mitzvah of
Mechir. Yeah, he's saying, those that are Mechuyiv in Chiyus HaMalek are Mechuyiv in Chiyus.
Right.
That's true.
Well, you want to say, do Chiyur at night, can they do Mechayim Mechir in the day?
Yeah.
You mean the whole of the fears?
Well, he's just saying that the Anoshim are the ones that have to do the chiyus. In the middle, they have to do the chiyus.
I hear what you're saying.
It's not the exact same time.
So maybe it's not telling that. Okay. The Bagari Kurdish brings down that he actually heard himself. He heard himself in the Merle Diskin. He wanted to say a different story why Noshim should be Chayim and Pasha Zacha. Because Amalek came to be mounting in a Hashemid to kill Gantai, so including the Noshim. It's a Mele, I pain how you boy say Nes. And we have a cloud, it's like more in Megillah Daf Dalet, Benegei Megillah Sestan, and Pesachim Daf Kuches, and Mabez, Benegei Vidal Chesis, that since the Noshim were in the Nes of Purim, they're also Chayim. After they were in Nes, also Chayim in the midst of Megillah. And since they were in the Nes of Yitzis Mitzrayim, they're also Chayim in Dal Chesis. And the Megillah, they're also in the Nes of a Molech, Megillah, they're also Chayim in Chesis Molech. As I bring them, Shandam will listen to me, it's a Shrevar. Because the chayyur, this Indian of Afin Hari by Senes, is only on mitzvahs, which the kana was because of the Sumei Nisa. Moshe Mugilas Estes, for the Sumei Nisa, Afin Hari by Senes, they also have to be Mepasim Nes. And Baal Kai Seichem, maybe an Indian from the Sumei Nisa, Afin Hari by Senes, also Chayyim. But Chiyus HaMolek is not because of the Hatzolah. We don't have anywhere in Chiyas Amalek that Eibush has saved us. The whole Ma'aseh, the whole the Vedas, the Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't learn those words. We're not learning about the Hatzolah, about the Nesef Hatzolah. We're learning about Zochah Shas Amalek. Just remember the Rishas that Amalek did to you. It's a meaning of it's not in Yerav Nes. Maybe the whole Yerav Nes isn't possible here.
Well, so it says
after yeah, this will be another kasha. Then the Shvichem, maybe in the bottom part of Pasha Zochah and Chayyid, then he brings, listen to this, he brings an also Pshan Rose, this can you have to understand what he means, that he says that the whole idea of Nashim Chayyid and Pasha Zochah can say it's totally in a machoikis in Magan Avram and other places in Hilchus Chiyas HaTorah by Shabbos and Erechayim and Mirish Pebeis, if Nashim Chayyid and Chiyas HaTorah. Very first can hold that Nashim HaPatzim Chiyas HaTorah, but there's a Magan Avram, it's a Mirish Pebeis that say Nashim Chayyid and Chiyas HaTorah, the same as men. Nashim have to come to Shul, they have to hear Chiyas HaTorah, the same as men. Chayyid, we pass like the other Paiskin, but there is such a Magan Avram. Tiny the Mildiskin, even though Pasha Zoch is the Raisa, but Chayyid is telling you this. First of all, what's the Machaik is the Magan Avram and the other Paiskin? Chayyid, the Machaik is the other Paiskin will hold Nashim HaPatzim and Tamatayr, meaning the Patzim and Chiyas HaTorah. That's very blessed in Pashkas. If the Patzim and Tamatayr, then they can't be Chayyid and Chiyas HaTorah. The Magen Avraham holds no, it's two separate things. The Potts and Tam HaTorah, but Kriyas HaTorah is a separate thing than Mechuyim and Kriyas HaTorah. So mainly, I think he's saying the same thing. If you hold that Svarah, that Nashim Potts and Tam HaTorah, the Potts and Kriyas HaTorah, that means Pasha Zachar also. It only starts with Tam HaTorah. It's maybe the Chelon from Tam HaTorah. Also remember this piece of Torah. If Nashim are Mufka from Tam HaTorah, they have no Sheikhs with them at the Sefer Torah with Pesukim in the Torah. They're Mufka from the whole thing, they have no Sheikhs the whole thing. According to the Magen Avraham, that's machalik between Tam HaTorah and Kriyas HaTorah, for sure you can be machalik between Pasha Zochah and Kriyas HaTorah. They may be mufka from Tam HaTorah, but they're not mufka from Pasha Zochah. That's what someone says, that's why I should be telling you that. So we pack a paskin like the paskin that Nashim HaPotah from Kriyas HaTorah, maybe that would be a right or a paskin that Nashim HaPotah from Pasha Zochah. The mice, in Shem Shuvah's Binyan Tzi and HaKadosh, the Simchas, he brings down that the Nosin Adva Paskin that Nosh Machayev and Pasha Zochah. Just to quote someone, he said, no, Nosin Adva, he Paskin Nosh Machayev and Pasha Zochah. He used to tell women to go to Beis Knesset, to go to Shul. He brings down also Shulei Diskin in Yeshua's Malka. He was the Goyen Hadar B'Shaitha, Shulei Diskin, Paisa Gadar, Echeh Merechayim Simenun. He also Paskin Nosh Machayev and Pasha Zochah. And more recently, I saw this in Sefer Shami Simcha, it brings down that Shom Zan Oyebach Paskin that Nosh Machayev and Pasha Zochah. So that's a lot of places seems to hold they should. But Midduch, if you ask all the Babas, if they're the ones that are left from the Haim, Babas have asked what they did in Litta, what they did in Ungaring, what they did in Galicia. I think they'll all tell you what they did in Poland. I think they'll all tell you there's no such thing. They never heard about Zohar. I think if you even ask women in the earliest time in America, when the Platon first came to America, they never heard of it. I think this whole thing, in my memory, it's only like 20, 30 years ago, Mittelmol, the women started making this whole tune about women going to Pasha Zohar. And he said, no, the Frank and Esky says no such thing.
Especially
after
they take out
the Sefer Torah. Oh, that's what Moshe Feinstein, they say. The Moshe Feinstein said that this business of taking out, it's not a simple thing. You don't take out a Sefer Torah for no reason. And it's a Pasha Zochah for women, it's not a reason. If they want to come to Shul, let them come maybe when the Sefer Torah is out for the men. But to make a separate minion, he didn't like that. But the Moshe...
When Brinkstein was dropped by his father, they didn't let him take it out.
Before they did, and after they did again, I'm not sure by the Sfadim what the minute Altamini. I'm not gonna say today. Altamini, you tell me they never heard of it. Right. So sorry, I mean they're all relying on there is a chinuch. I mean you have a befeish chinuch that says even though we quote many Pesukim and a lot of svaros that they are chayev, but they're svaros the other way, and the chinuch does say befeish and nashim apata, and that seems to be that was the real Altamini. I used to feel I didn't like new things either, you know. Some stuff is there, I deny myself, well maybe I'm starting to mellow, or maybe I'm old when you see that Chaisa wants to nemon, if it's a Nayakuma they never did before, they found the Magen Avraham no one ever did before. Okay, maybe it's not such a terrible thing, you know, maybe look at the good. They've never done before, but they're doing it, they're trying to become nothing. Okay, maybe it's not the worst thing. Yeah, they make too much of it. Maybe too much. And there is something to remember that don't be better than the Bobbins. Yeah. Okay, it works both ways. Yeah. Now there's Pasha Zochah has to be with a minion, like we said before, and that seems to be Machlokes Rishonim. The Magen Avraham in Simen Tav Beis Peh Hei says that Tosfos and the Rosh and a lot of Rishonim hold that Pasha Zochah has to be dafka b'tziva with a minion and with a Sefer Torah. And he brings a raya from the famous Rosh and Brachos from Zayin and Beis. The Gemara says, "The Beleiz the Shichar Avdei v'Shimin Asar." The Beleiz of Zayin that mitzvah saying the Torah had a Bichnani, and there's a mitzvah saying the Torah learning behem Taboidu. You're not allowed to fear your neighbor. You're even a say. You're not allowed to fear your neighbor, but he needed a minion. So and Ebekanani cannot be master minion. Ebekanani is chayv of mitzvahs keisha. But once you free an Ebekanani, he becomes a ger. He becomes chayv of mitzvahs like a man. Ebekanani is interesting gerus. It's like a halba gerus. When he becomes an Ebekanani, you makel him, you take him in the mikvah, and he becomes like a half a gerus. He becomes chayv of mitzvahs keisha. And then when you free him, automatically he becomes chayv in all mitzvahs. He becomes like a ger. So he needed a minion, so he freed his Eved. So Gemara asks, how is he over a mitzvah saying the Torah? Lamed and Tavayi. So Gemara says he did it for the mitzvah. He needed a minion. The Gemara says, right, still, you're about the one mitzvah for another mitzvah. The Gemara says, mitzvah the Rabbim shiny. It was the mitzvah of the Rabbim to have a minion, that's the shiny. But the Rashi asks, what was the big mitzvah to have a minion? For Tfilin v'Tzibur, just to have a minion for Mincha, for Shachar, that's the Chayyim only the Rabbanon. So the Rashi says, Una Efshe, that it was Pasha Zocha. There's a Rashi, Efshe was Pasha Zocha. Pasha Zocha is Taka Deraisa. And the Rashi himself does not mash like that from the Gemara was Pasha Zocha. The Gemara doesn't say that. But Efshe, you see from the Rashi, that if it would be Pasha Zocha, Yitaka would need a minion. So you look at the Magen Avraham, you see from the Rosh that a minion is Ma'akim Midaraisa, Pasha Zocha. Somehow it has to be, Pasha Zocha has to be Betziba. This is Shvet to understand why, but it has to be Betziba. And the Magen Avraham says, from here, Yavarai has to be Mitech Sefer Torah also. That I don't know where he sees that. All you see from the Rosh is.
It wouldn't be a minion unless it's Bikur, but it's in Kriya.
It could be. But that's what he said. He does say from this Rosh, you see that it has to be Tzibah and the Sefer Torah. Like you're saying, maybe there's no meaning of Tzibah, it's not a Sefer Torah. And he brings down from the Trumas Hadesh, another one of Vishayim says, Zolt Superfairish, that if you Mekayim Pasha Zocha, it has to be Tzibah, Mitech Sefer Torah. And he mentions the Taish Sheet also, you have to know what he means by that. But Zayshet Magen Avraham. But and the Makar Kodesh brings down to the Torah's Chesed, who's Medayik in the Ramban al Torah, Merdi Ramban. If you look in the Ramban al Torah, in Pasha Zocha, at the end of Pasha Kisetze, he says, it's Mashmur Beferish that you don't need a Sefer Torah, you don't need a Tziba. You take a look inside, give a look at the Ramban over there, the Ramban seems to say that the Tziba and the Sefer Torah is at the corner of the Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon, so you take the Ramban al Torah. It's Mashmur from the Ramban al Torah that Midereisa, you could just say the words, maybe about Peh or from a Chumash. Just say the words. And the Taki is such a Mishavu, the Mishavu Paskin, the person Chashon doesn't have a Sefer Torah and he doesn't have a minion for Pasha Zocha. When Moshe's in the hospital, he should read Pasha Zocha from a Chumash. He should read the words. And Chayr the Mishavu means, according to Yeshit, Tanisi Yeitz Tzadik is in the Raisa. Should you later, when you get out of the hospital, should a person get a minion maybe later on? He missed Pasha Zocha and put together, yes, an item to help him and learn Pasha Zocha again? That you don't need a mitechse.
Right.
The person speak more about the Bekeri Kodesh, and the Rebbe speaks about that you should ask the Baal Kaira when it comes on Pasha Kisetze to have in mind to remote you Pasha Zocha. If you miss Pasha Zocha the week for Purim, then it comes Pasha Kisetze to ask him. You should ask him to have in Zin to remote you, because he doesn't have in Zin to remote you, you cannot be
asked.
What?
Purim
also, yeah, but let's say if he missed Pasha Zocha, maybe he's in the hospital. Purim also, he missed then also. But ask him to be mitzi, ask him to be mitzi. But maybe you should do it even earlier. Why wait till then? Pasha Kisetze. But then, I know that some Lamdanim say if there's no star, do it some any week you want for some reason. And Pekhati Maimadava, we've never seen such a thing. I'm sure the people Achman and Son were in the hospital, I've never seen such a thing that people got together and made a million in the middle of the year, some like 3 years of Pasha Zocha person that missed it. The Mekor Kodesh does ask, according to Ramban, that holds that you don't need a Sefer Torah, you don't need Kriya B'Tziva, it's only Midavonon, is the fact that if you be Yotze Midaraisa without a Sefer Torah, then you cannot be even be Yotze Midarabonon. It's similar to what the person talk about by Kiddush. By Kiddush they say Yotze Kiddush Midaraisa by davening. So they always Akasha, how Yotze Midarabonon is Kiddush Al Kais. How can you be Yotze Kiddush Al Kais if you already Yotze Kiddush Daraisa? You can't be Yotze Dabonon only together with the Mitzvah Daraisa. If you already Yotze Dabonon, so the Kivegi and the Chasam Sefer say in Hilchos Kiddush that you should have in some Reishayin Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, they say you should have in Zin not to be Yotze Kiddush with davening and wait for Kiddush Al Kais to be Yotze Kiddush. So, the fact that over here, by Yotze, we say, people that say Yotze say, Zochash Yotze Chalmol, Gemach Shemel Zichrei. If in Yetzis before Aleni, you already said Zochus Shalosan Chamolin, the Chayyur according to Ramban, you Yetzis Parshasach the Reisa. So how could you be Yetzis then the Rabbanon's Mitecha Sefer? So Zochus Chayyur, you should have in mind when you say Yetzis not to be Yetzis Chivas Chamolin Midareisa, and wait to be Yetzis. By laning, a chayis, and only then, a chayis, you have to have in mind whenever a person will say these psukim, if he wants, or when he's mab, etc., or pashtuk, he says it. That's not to say.
Why
do you ask him sheshes? What do you ask? Oh, wait, first it says in the siddur, sheshes, we were a siddur,
yet, a siddur. Why did he say not to remember?
Well, you should say it back to him. A chayis, he's saying it to him, can't do it, so I don't know. Okay, we don't have much time, but let's speak a little bit. So, what's the shayla of here? If you should be used to the brachas, bichas atayah by Pasha Zachana. You know, the minig is, everyone gives a clap today, the ones of an zin, so you eat to zain Pasha Zachana deraisa, and the kriya mid the brachas. But you eat to not only the Pasha, you eat to the brachas also. Where does that come from? That comes from the Zeramah in Simon Tafish Behaid. It's also in Simon Tafish Behaid. There are more paskins that a cotton could be earned for all dala pashas. The minig is in, a cotton could get maskia. The season today are knowing that Katanim, the Shabbos before the mitzvah, they get aliyah. Some season have a minig. Because Katanim, Mikadin, they're allowed to get maftir. So after more, they can even get maftir of Dala Pashas, even Pashas Zoch and Pashas Parah. But the Taz is chayla. Taz B'Shem the Mashal says they should not get maftir for Pashas Zoch or Pashas Parah, which are their Isa. And Taz explains, even though the Balkar is a Gadol, the Maisa, we don't need the cotton to be Maitzius Pasha Zachar, the cotton is getting the Aliyah. He's only in the Aliyah, but who's laning? The Balkar, the Balkir is laning. He's the Gadol, he's being Maitzius. So after Taz, the Shem the Mashal, but you have to be used to the Brachas from the Aliyah. You cannot be used to the Brachas from the cotton cannot be Maitzius Gadol. So what's the Indian that is that you have to be used to the Brachas? What's Maitzius? So I think the Vel wants to learn that the Indian Bechus and Mitzvahs. The Zakasha, the people ask, why is there no Bechus Mitzvah in Pasha Zachar? It's a Mitzvah, right? So why don't make a Bracha, Shegi Shem, Sistis Banu, or Mitzvah Chivus HaMolek, or Mitzvah Pasha Zachar? Why don't we make such a Bracha? The Teretz says, since there already is a Bechus HaTorah, Shabbat HaBanu, that's already Mekayim the Bechus HaMitzvah with that. Already Mekayim with that. As a Mela, that's, we have to be able to Bechus HaMitzvah also. That's why cotton should not get these.
So it should only be the first Bracha.
I'm sure we're going to be the first Rabbi, but whoever's getting the Ali is going to...
That's why that's all right. There's
another Chiddush Mekorei Kodesh wants to say, there's a Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs that wants to say that Torah Tom Tunebroch is the Raisa. That's from Kshem Hashem Ekra. It's based on a Gemara, I think the beginning of Kesem Vochen, that the Gemara Zerosh is that Kshem Hashem Ekra, but every time you learn Torah, you have to make a Bracha. And Be'etzem, for all our time of Torah, the whole day, was Semich on that Bracha, that we make in the morning. Bechas Hashachar, can you do it? That goes on Tamatayr the whole day. Because even when we stop learning, it should be really Hashem Tamatayr, you're really only not learning because to take care of what you have to do, to be able to have kechas to learn, to have what you need to learn. But that Bechas Tayr goes on all your Tayr. And there's even a Ramban that's mashma that when the Bracha is the Raisa, the Bracha is Makkah the Mitzvah. Which would be a murder gechizah, because to think about when we make Bechas Shach in the morning, that bracha, according to Ramban, is a chiv deraisa, because it goes on Tayr. And if you don't make Bechas HaMitzvah, which is deraisa, you're not yetz to the mitzvah. You won't be yetz to the all day. If you don't do the bracha. He says it on. Where is he sitting? On a different bracha. I have to remind myself. But Akoponim. So Megan, Mekorei Kodesh wants to say. Again, we don't make the Bechas Torah every time we learn, because that first Bechas Torah we say in Shachar goes on a whole day. But Kriya B'Tziba is like a different Torah. Similar to Torah B'Tziba needs its own Bracha. That's the reason why we make Bechas Torah by every Aliyah. Because Kriya B'Tziba, now it's a whole different Kriya. Your Bracha you made in the morning was your Yetzah with that Bechas Torah for the whole day, for all your Torah. But when you want to learn Torah B'Tziba, maybe I don't know about the Shia B'Rabim, how that works, But at least Kriya Sotar B'Tziba, that needs its own bracha. So mainly wants to say that Pasha Zocha is a Kriya Sotar, which is a Chiyah Deraisa of B'Tziba, that will need its own bracha. You can't be Yetzah with the Bechas Torah you made in the morning on Pasha Zocha, because it's a whole different level of Torah. It's a Torah from the Mitzvah from Pasha Zocha. That's when you have to name Torah for a different Chiyah, it's Mechayiv its own bracha. So mainly that's the Chiyah of bracha of Pasha Zocha. And according to Ramban, maybe that bracha will be Ma'akad even. Because when you mechiv in a berach, well, bechas atayr, I'm not sure if it'll be makid, but upon him, there'll be a whole different pshat in the mashal why we're not yetsa with a cotton to be mitzias. to be mitzias v'vechet tayer, and we have to have a gadol get the aliyah to be mitzias v'vechet tayer. There's the Mardik of Kivega in Simon Reish Pei Beis in Shulchan Aruch. The Kivega says that a cotton should not get all four pashtis. Again, the Mechaba holds the cotton can get the aliyah of maftia for all four pashtis. The Taz and the Mashar are only chodok on pashtis zocha and pashtis paradereisa. Kivega is chodok even for pashtis shkolom and pashtis chodesh. He holds even pashtis shkolom and pashtis chodesh ketanim should not get that aliyah. So what's Pshan Kivega? I guess Kivega works with maybe these two svaris, either because there's a Birchas HaMitzvah and Pasha Shkolim also. It's a special mitzvah. Where's the Baruch HaShem Kishon Zitzvonu, the grace Pasha Shkolim? That's also a mitzvah Darbonim, the Masakin. Why don't we have a Baruch on that?
Teretz is the Yaitzuk. No, it's a mitzvah Darbonim to technically ask the mitzvah that he can't be Monsi.
No, that's the other Valkyr. They all say that to get the Aliyah should not be a problem. Because how do you understand the Mechaba? The Mechaba for sure holds Pashas Zocha as a Chiyudar, right? So how can the Kohen get Aliyah? So the Teretz is, the old saying the Mechaba means the Kohen's getting the Aliyah, but it's about Kohen, who's the Gadol, who's leaning. He's only getting leaning. But the Taz and Mashar are Chiyud because of the Bracha. The Mechaba is not worried about the Bracha for some reason.
He's talking about the Mechaba used to read before, not themselves, but one of the Aliyah, no? Mechaba's Malacha.
That he does what?
Yeah,
but they all say when even the Mechaba says that a cotton can get down the pashis, the Mechaba is talking about where there's a gold of Al-Kair. Everyone says Mechaba not be chalak, that the cotton can lame for us. That for sure not. There's a gold of Al-Kair. That's all the place. That's what Mepharshim learn. But Taz Mashal says it's still a problem because even though you have a gold of laning the pasha, but he's making the brachas, so and we have to be yisid brachas. So we said two pshatim and why we have to be yisid brachas. Either it's a Birchas HaMitzvah or this Ramban, the Sefer Mitzvah, that there's a special chi of Birchas HaTorah on this Torah B'tziva. Kivega says that even on Pashas Shkolim. What? Everyone's Mechuyev in Birchas HaMitzvah, so we use it. The same way you're Mechuyev in Birchas HaMitzvah on Megillah Seth, that we use it with the Balkari, what? So when you're being Yoitz, even you're not saying it, but you're being Yoitz to Talmud Torah, the Tziva, or you're being Yoitz to Talmud Torah from the special chi from Pashas Zacha. You don't like the pshat.
It doesn't,
because
Tosfos says you don't have to make it every time
because of the Gisa. Yeah, but not every time. But when it's a different level of learning, then it needs its own different. Different level of learning is either Torah B'tziva or. That's different, right? That may be Chavis B'tziva. But here you have a Chavis B'tziva, which was B'tziva. It's Chavis B'tziva, and it's a different level. It's also Pasha Zacha. The Kenzan is Machayim in its own Bechus Torah. They talk about that with the Gemara says, and they ate some in the Chassam. Mechadami, Mikadin, there was one bracha in the beginning lane until the end of the lane. But the Gemara says, because of the Chassam of Yaitzim, they made it their banner. Because people walk in and out, they're not supposed to walk in and out with Sefer Torah. But my argument here is, according to Kivega, he's saying that for all four Pashas, the cotton should not lay. The Chari is saying, for all four Pashas, you have to get to the bracha. And the Kivega holds that all four pashtis are shkolim and pashtis chodesh are mitzvahs d'rabbanan that need brachas. What's pshat in Tazan and Mashal? How come the Tazan and the Mashal, were only worried about the mitzvahs d'raisa, pashtis zocha, and pashtis para? How come they weren't worried about the mitzvahs d'rabbanan like the Kivega? How come they allow cotton to make the brachas for us for pashtis shkolim? Teretz says they seem to hold that pashtis shkolim and pashtis chodesh is not a special mitzvah. It's the same that Kriya, just like we have a special laning for Rosh Chodesh and for Yom Tov. There's a special laning for these weeks. They don't hold it as a special mitzvah. Kivega seems to hold that Pasha Shkolim, the Pasha Chodesh, is a special mitzvah d'rabbanan. And a cotton cannot get that leave because you have to be Yitzhak the Brachas. As a minute will come to, this has been my old kasha. I always had a kasha that how come the minute the rabbi always gives a clap by Pasha Zacha, then it was all in Zin, the Mechavan saying to be Yitzhak and Pasha Zacha, the Raisa, and to be Yitzhak the Brachas. And he doesn't give this clap by Pasha Zacha. No rabbanim will give this clap by Pasha Zacha. You can say it's two sheetahs, but if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tafish Behei, there's one halach in Shulchan Aruch, not two. The same place where the Shulchan Aruch mentions Pasha Zacha, it mentions the same place Pasha Zacha. It says, Yeshayimim, Shapasha Zacha, Pasha Zacha, Aduma, Chayav, Makar, Midar Aisa. It's all one halach. Yeshayim, Pasha Zacha, puts it together. Is a chiyav plain Midar Aisa. Fikach, Bnei Yeshuvim, Shenga, Minyim, Tzichim, Lavi, Makhim, Shesh, Minyim, Shpasa, Salalom. They have people that never go to Minyim, they have to come. What? They have to come.
One of the ladies comes to Pasha Zacha, he
Yeah, the same question. Okay, hope it's only Yosef Alein, and we have enough problems. We shouldn't spend time. But the nice, but the two kashas. First of all, kashas par. Give a clap. Also, no, so no makes a big aesthetic of it. Give a clap that Yeshem kashas par is the right the same way Yeshem kashas up and happens in, and also be yaitz of the brachas. And my bigger kashas, even kashas shkolim. And even Pasha Chodesh, here what I want them to do. I want them to remember Pasha Shkolim, Pasha Chodesh. Give a clap that is all, you know, Zin, so you're saying Mitzvah Darbonon, according to Kivega.
It's not going to Pasha
Chodesh.
It's a whole
other item. Oh, that's what it bothers everyone wants to mock it. First of all, I tell you, look, I give you my mock, look at Meshach Chach from Pasha Chukas, he gives a mock. And I once had a mock from the Gemara at the beginning of my Kabbalah.
Gimel.
You can't say that. It's one Allah and Shulchan Aruch, and the Allah is not Machalik. What? But my big kasha was, this is really a big pella, that even by Pasha Shkolim, Pasha Chodesh, give a clap that it happens in a 20 week Vega, this is a mitzvah of Rabbana, special happens in 3 years of mitzvah of Rabbana, and be yaitz of the brachos, be yaitz of mitzvah. The same thing. And even more, there are people that are mocking after miss the word of Kriyas HaTorah. If they miss the word, you know, they don't run to another shul. No one does. I have seen Grace Elon Sigid and Tommy Shom that have done that. I saw them come to him. I was bombing the late minion and I see this guy walk in. I said, this guy missed the word by Kriyas HaTorah by the early minion. He came to hear it all by Elon Sigid. But most people not mock it. Over by Pasha Zocha, for sure, everybody would run to another shul Chashul and miss the word. L'choy Pasha Sparo, also L'choy even Pasha Shkolim and Pasha Chodesh. You ever see someone be so mock it that to go run to another shul and miss the word? L'choy going to keep the Yishuv.
He goes to the Mishnah Brewer, and then by Pasha Sparo,
And therefore, we don't have incentives to the brachos.
Therefore, it's a whole different game.
Okay, if anyone gets the aliyah for Pasha's Shkolim and Pasha's Chodesh, even maybe have incentives to be
Vaitzi
the
aliyah. They only run around with Pasha's Chodesh 5 times.
Yeah, that's what Shaila, and the Kurd Kurdish is the tshuva from Beis of Koyin, Zachem and Vacha, this is the Zainakal, big Koyin, to Yishlaim. At the end, it's in the Chelik on Pesach and Gimel, the end, it's whole tshuva if the aliyah should lean along together with the Balkaya by Pasha's Zacha. It's whole tshuva. I'm not sure why not. Someone told me in Brisk that Rabbi Yishu used to lean along. That he used to get the leaves laying along. They complained he was laying too loud. He was laying along, so he took a switch and started being the Balkaria for that reason. So he had a habit of laying too loud. But the Maestro said that one day he had laying along, which is the Chayyot Zabash. I don't know, I'm not really sure. You have to go through, he has all true about it.
If you're a Kivegi, you
should pass by all. That's right. That's my argument. All the Kivegi says is three, four words that Kod should not be Oila for the four Pashas. So we might see from that, taking after the Kivegi, that he holds that all four Pashas are mitzvah, and then you should be, and you have to have Bechas and mitzvah and all those.